Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. It is snowing in the city, and we have activated the ChevyOffers.com storm desk. Getting around will be very slippery, as we just heard from Russ, it already is. Let's find out just how much is accumulating and where. Live from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
Yeah, the initial band comes in, and it comes in pretty quickly, so roads go from dry to pretty quickly snow-covered, and certainly some slippery travel conditions developing now in and around the five boroughs, but it really only lasts this steady band, maybe half hour, 45 minutes, and then moves through farther to the east. But we're still going to have some snow at times through the afternoon out there with some slippery driving conditions. And then it turns over to sleet and rain for the city and along the coast late this afternoon into this evening. Total of 1 to 3 inches before that changeover. 3 to 6 inches, though, where it's mostly snow through this evening. Two areas to the north and west, including that 287 corridor and areas north and west of there. And then we'll dry out late tonight, Sonia.
All right, John. And all this means agencies that clear the roads are asking you to stay off the roads and let them do that.
It was a pretty sure bet we wouldn't get through the winter without a snowstorm. And this seems to be the day of reckoning. Sanitation Department spokesman Kevin Costa says the sanitation trucks have been converted to snow plows and they are ready for the worst.
If it does get to over 2 inches, that, you know, we'll have the plows at the ready to go out and do all the streets, but maybe we'll get lucky. You know, again, we won't bank on it. We'll hope for it, but we are prepared for whatever comes in. The men and women are, you know, eager to do their job.
By the way, alternate side of the street parking for the day has been suspended. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds News.
Now, the same storm is affecting about two-thirds of the country, dumping up to a foot in some places like northern New England. There could be power outages with tens of millions of people in this storm's path. Stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the very latest. Well, the weather isn't keeping people home from the women's marches. It is a tradition now in its fourth year, and people are gathering on the Upper West Side for a rally on issues important to women in 2020. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiUria is there and joins us live.
And, Sonia, I'm with the women at West 61st Street in Central Park West. There are several hundred women here. So it's not a very large group, but it's a very vocal group, and they're very passionate about why they're here, braving the cold weather. I spoke to one woman with a cane. She says, it may be cold, and I need my cane, and I may be old. She says, but I am here to fight for what they believe are the biggest issues. It's a lot of anti-Trump signs, a big red stop sign with pink letters that say, stop Trump. And what they say is that the environment is a big issue that women need to fight for. They're still upset about President Trump's immigration program, and they're also upset about his foreign policy. One after another, they tell me that they think he's going to get us into a very big war. One woman said, I'll bet it'll be a nuclear war. So they have issues that they're very passionate about. They're going to be leaving here in a few minutes and walking south and head to the 40s, where then they will disband. Carol DiUria, 1010 Winds Live on Central Park West.
Police are investigating a deadly shooting in Lodi that may have been the result of road rage. This happened on Route 80 near Exit 63 just after midnight. New Jersey State Police tell us one person was shot and killed. A second person in the same car was shot and wounded in the shoulder. A third person in the vehicle was not hurt. They are looking for a second vehicle. No description of it yet. The highway was shut down for hours for the investigation. Another disturbing anti-Semitic incident, this time in Times Square. It happened just after 10 Thursday night. Police say 55-year-old Vernon Stevens of Brooklyn went up to a Jewish couple and started making anti-Semitic comments. Two teens nearby watched the hateful scene unfold. A 16-year-old tried to intervene, and that's when police say Stevens started hurling racial slurs at him. He called the cops, and Stevens was soon under arrest. Stevens, who police describe as a career criminal with a rap sheet that includes assault and petty larceny, is now facing various charges, including harassment as a hate crime. A vicious attack on a Brooklyn-bound F train stunned riders, one of whom recorded the incident on his phone. You can hear the victim being slapped. Police say 32-year-old Justin Pena punched a fellow rider on Thursday morning out of the blue. Channel 2 is reporting the victim was a 62-year-old retired postal worker with Alzheimer's disease. The person who recorded the incident hit the emergency call button to alert the conductor. Pena ran off when the train pulled into the 23rd Street station in Chelsea, but was later arrested. He is charged with assault. The victim was treated for bruises and a deep gash to his head.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.